Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cousins from the Pickle Pizza line. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Hey, Minnesota State Fair. How y'all doing? Make some noise. We are at the Great Minnesota Get Together. It's the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Get on down here. We're right next to Sweet Martha's Cookies and the RNC, across from Dino's and Mancini's and the Big Giant Great Slide. We are having a great time here on the porch. We got a little bit of shade. It's not too hot. We got some cute kids. We got some cool people. And we've got some amazing guests. Now, you know, everybody's talking right now about building generational wealth. That's all they're saying. I'm going to build generational wealth. I want my kids to be wealthy. That's nice, but if you don't have a bank account, you cannot build generational wealth on PayPal or Venmo. I know barbers who have died with thousands of dollars on a PayPal account, on Apple Pay, that their families don't have the access to. So we wind up doing GoFundMes and selling chicken dinners so we can bury them. That is not building generational wealth. But in order to do that, we need a new generation of financial experts, somebody who can talk to young people that they trust and know from their own community who look like them. How do we do that? I was over at Summit Academy OIC over in North Minneapolis off of 55 and 94. And I was talking to Hope Patterson about this very thing, because I sent my child to college with $200. And in 2 hours, he had 3 cents in his bank account. Now, I don't know what he needed because I bought everything before I left. Okay, but somehow in just a couple of hours, he had spent $199.97. Okay, the money's gone. It's not there anymore. That's how much he said that's how much his first book cost. And so I was talking to Hope Patterson over at Summit, and she said, Shaletta, we have a program that trains people to work in the financial industry, the banking industry, whether it is at First Independent or Bremer Bank, or it is with one of the federally qualified lending organizations, or it's, you know, with an organization that works with small businesses that helps them manage loans like MITA or NDC, right? And I said, well, girl, we got to talk about that, because there are a lot of high school kids who are coming out who are not going to college, and they're not sure where to go or what to do. And so I want to make sure that they know that this option is available. So I invited Adam Bunkuski and Kurt Grzynski to join me right here on the porch at WCCO Radio. Y'all welcome Adam and Kurt, please, to the stage.
Thank you.
Now, Adam, you have to tell me, what's your role over at Summit Academy OIC?
Sure. So my role is a financial services instructor at Summit Academy OIC. And that's what my coworker here, Kurt, does as well. We're both in the same program, teaching students how best to enter into the financial services world.
Okay, when we say financial services world, Kurt, what exactly are we talking about?
That was the question I was hoping Adam would answer for us. I'm going to explain why. I'm going to explain why real quick. What I do at Summit is I am an instructor in the financial services program. My background is I was a math teacher. I am a math teacher. And so I specialize in more of the courses that are basic mathematics.
Right.
Microsoft Office. Things, those types of skills. Some more of the general skills necessary in the industry. Now, Adam, on the other hand, spent a number of years working for Wells Fargo.
Uh-huh.
Doing these jobs. And so he is better at naming off some of the jobs folks can expect.
Yes.
to be available to them. And I warned him about this earlier, that I was going to, if I got this question, I was going to give it to him.
So I can take it away then. So financial services roles would include being a banker, financial advisor representative at an investment firm, working for an insurance company, doing small business administration,
yeah,
like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Basically getting any people that are interested in it, in a job in the money industry.
And, you know, I want to talk to you about what goes on in that classroom, because you're an instructor. And there are a lot of kids coming out of college that graduated, and now they're saying, what's next? They love working with money. They're very astute about it. But that's a whole different animal and element and angle when you start talking about being a financial expert, a financial planner, or helping other people with their money. So talk to me about what goes on in these classrooms.
Sure. Yeah, so we just started with a brand new cohort of students.
Yay.
20 smiling people ready to change their lives, ready to start a career in financial services. Our classroom is 3 teachers. We have them in there, so it's us two and another. And we're teaching things like training them to take their investment license, so their securities essentials exam, so that they can get a job in the industry. We're teaching them professional communication. We're teaching them customer service skills, math essentials, as he said, Microsoft Office. Basically, what we're trying to do, Summit's goal, is we say the best social service in the world is a job.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to get people a career, a lifelong career that can support their family, support their needs, help build that generational wealth, as you were talking mm-hmm. about in the beginning of the mm-hmm. intro. And we do that with a traditional classroom setting, about 6 hours a day for 20 weeks.
For 20 weeks.
Yep.
And now, Kurt, you said that it's 2 10-week phases. Talk to me about those 2 different phases.
Sure. So the first phase, the first 10 weeks, we try to focus more on the general skills that we've been talking about a little bit, math, Microsoft Office. And then in the second phase, we emphasize more industry level knowledge. We have a class on mortgage, a class on insurance. And Adam touched briefly on the license program, the licensing program. This is a valuable thing to have on your resume. And at Summit, we try to train you to the level that you can go and take this test. That is a course. That is the only course that spans both phase 1 and phase 2. That is how important it is, or it's how important we think it is. And we know it's valuable in the industry. And so really the first phase, first 10 weeks, are about more general knowledge. I like to say giving students confidence. when they go into the job market, because we're in a technological era. I don't mean to shock anybody by saying that, but being able to work with computers is a critical skill. And being able to navigate between different types of systems is hard for students. And I think one of the best things we do is that was just one example, but one of the best things we do is give students confidence for when they go to a job interview, they can say they are confident working with computers. I am confident working with Microsoft Office. These are common things we see on job postings, and I think it's a very beneficial part of our course.
And I want to take a quick commercial break because I want to talk more about representation and how representation matters and how when young people walk into a bank and they don't see anybody who looks like them, how they will turn around and walk out.
Absolutely.
And so how this program that you have at Summit Academy is not just training the next generation of financial leaders, but financial leaders who look like me. Right? It's 116. You're listening to The Shaletta Show at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. We'll be right back.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm having so much fun out here. I forgot I was doing my job. Hey, Minnesota State Fair people. It's a Shaletta Show. We're at the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, girl with that cute purple hat on. You're going to leave that hat here. She is going to leave that hat here looking adorable. And Arlo has been working. Arlo is Kurt's daughter. And we're talking about Summit Academy OIC and how they have this financial services 20-week program. And there's some young people here. And Arlo was passing out the flyer. Good job, girl.
Good job, Arlo. Way to go.
And the flyers all had chocolate chip smudged on them because she is passing out flyers with one hand and eating Sweet Martha's cookies with the other hand, as any good worker would do. That's how I'm doing my show. I'm holding the microphone with one hand, and I mean Sweet Martha's cookies with the other hand.
It's true.
Now, Adam, before the break, we were talking about the importance of having representation in financial services jobs. Yes. Because these young people already don't trust banks. They got their Apple Pay. They got their Venmo. They got their PayPal. But we know as seasoned adults that at some point they're going to need a home loan. Mm-hmm. They're going to need a loan if they want to go back and get their master's or graduate degree. They're going to need a loan if they want to start a small business. They're going to need a savings account if they want to start a family. And so they're going to have to interact with somebody at a bank. And when those young black and brown adults walk into that bank and they don't see anybody who looks like them, they are subject to walk out and not go back in. So talk to me about how important it is that this program at Summit Academy OIC, you reach out to young African-American, Latino, Hmong, Somali, Ethiopian children who are coming out of high school, who are looking for a career, who say, you know what, I don't want to go to college. I love money. I love saving. I understand that. Or just I want to be somebody who helps my community build generational wealth.
Yeah. I mean, everything you said is exactly true. I came from Wells Fargo. I came from the financial services industry for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it is no secret that everybody or a large majority of the people were white males that mm-hmm. ran in the financial services industry. I am one. Mm-hmm. I come from that. And it is what makes Summit so special is that we serve 90%. Our attendance is 90% people of color. Mm-hmm. In our class, this cohort, over 60% are females as well.
Wow.
And we need those people in the financial services world more than ever. Because what you just said is exactly correct, is that when people walk through the door and they don't see people that look like them, they don't trust as deeply as they could with something as personal as your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses know this. Yeah. Businesses know that they need to increase their diversity. It's frankly, it's good for their profits.
Mm-hmm.
A diverse company makes more on average than a non-diverse company.
And our employer partners who advise us on how we built this course and who regularly participate in school activities like mock interviews mm-hmm. and career fairs, they're setting this up, this program up, because they want the diversity. Mm-hmm. And they partner with Summit because they know Summit reaches out to this community, has been since the 60s, and they know that they can trust Summit's reputation and finding and connecting students from all different backgrounds.
Yep. Summit Academy OIC has been just, it's the reason why I work here is because of they have the same mission that I would like to see actually in reality,
mm-hmm.
which is let's break down the barriers of entering into the financial services world. I think people can be afraid of it because it has a different lingo.
Yeah.
It has historically been walled off.
Right.
And so let's get a diverse group of people out there because everybody deserves to be able to be experiencing the wealth that comes in these jobs.
And, you know, I'm getting pings from parents because I was crying on social media on Monday because my son went off to college. You know, he drove off. Actually, he sped off because I was screaming to come back. And he burned rubber, headed over to St. Cloud State, majoring in business. And I was, you know, just kind of pretty broken up. This is my first child headed off to college, my oldest son. And I had a parent call me, a girlfriend of mine, and she was crying too. But she was crying because her child was not going to college. And she was watching everybody on social media, all of her friends that she follows on Facebook, sending their kids off to Baylor and Texas Tech and St. Cloud State, where my son is going, in the U, University of Minnesota. And she's pinging me, and she wants to know more about this. And your daughter, Arlo, has been passing out these flyers, and I want to make sure that I give the right information because there is an open house on Thursday, October 17th from 3 to 5 at the Summit Academy OIC main campus, 935 Olson Memorial Highway. Talk to me about that. Do people need to get registered to sign up, or can they just walk in? Because there are some parents out there who are watching their friends' kids go to college, and their kids on the couch.
Yep.
And they want to make sure they get somewhere and go somewhere where they can get set up for a career.
Yeah. Thanks, Shalita, for asking. This is a completely, you don't need to register. You can walk on in. It's an open house Thursday, October 17th at the Summit Academy main OIC main campus. Not only that, but if Thursday, October 17th doesn't work, every Wednesday there is a walk-in info session at our main campus at 10 a.m. that they can just walk on in and get admitted or get their questions answered about admissions anytime at Summit Academy OIC.
I was at that admissions event on last Wednesday, and it was so informative. The lady who puts it on has been there with 20 years. I can't think of her name now, but I mean, she answered every question. People were signing up right away, and I was sitting in the back of the room, and in the same row was a bunch of parents, just like me, you know, allowing their adults to start adulting. And it's a scary time for us. But, you know, what they share with me and, you know, I appreciate is the fact that, you know, this is an organization that has been around a long time. Talk to me about the Summit Academy history.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't know all that much of the history. I haven't been there all that long. I'm almost at a year now.
He's a newbie.
This program is almost brand new. We've had two cohorts of students. Yes.
That's super cool.
That's why this is so exciting for us to be out here, is to tell people about this new, brand new opportunity that's here to get people into
people
the financial services
being,
industry.
They love being the first ones.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, how you doing? They love being the first. They love being, you know, saying, I was there before it all jumped off. I was there before it even got started. I was one of the first ones. There's nothing we love more than that.
And I think that we're burying the lead just a bit is that this is no cost to students, this 20-week program.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Back the whole train up. He said it's no cost. I just sent all of my money plus some blood plasma up to St. Cloud State so that Andrew could just have 1 year. And we have to pay this all over again next September. So, wait, it's no cost to students? Yes, we sure did bury the lead, sir. Can you back that up and talk to me about that? Thank you.
Well, Summit offers so many highly beneficial opportunities to the students. Yeah, at first and most importantly, it's no cost. Second, we have direct connections with employers. With our last class, we would sit down and individually help students go through the application process, submitting resumes and cover letters. It's you get individualized, personalized help finding jobs, as well as you're not paying for the training. It's wonderful.
Oh my God. Okay, so here's the website. Here's a phone number, 612-377-0150. Thank you, Arlo, for my flyer. Arlo gave me the flyer so I can make sure I had all the details. 612-377-0150, SAOIC.org is the website that you can go to get more information. Adam and Kirk, thank y'all so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
All right, y'all, give it up. And give it up for Arlo. Take a bow, Arlo. Arlo did such a good job. She's on our supporting cast here on the Shaletta Show. And y'all stick around. We'll be right back. It is 1:36, and we are broadcasting the Shaletta Show live from the Minnesota State Fair at the WCCO radio booth. It is a great Minnesota get-together. Hey, fair people. How y'all doing? It is so good to see everyone. And I tell you, I don't know if everybody's here because they want to sit down and eat their Sweet Martha's cookies or if they want to sit down and listen to me. Either way, I got them. Either way, they're here. It doesn't matter. They're here. And you know who else is here? Mitchell Rosenblum. He's a senior community health worker. And I swear, I thought I was the only one still having four kids. Mitchell, you got four babies. You got to give them a shout out because they're good looking and they're sitting right here.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Yep, we got the oldest, MJ. He's 8. We got Micah, who will be 7 in October. We got Analia, who's 5. And then we have Abea, who is 3. And then can't forget to mention my beautiful wife over there. So.
Okay. Well, what's your wife's name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa. He said, I forget to mention my beautiful wife. Didn't say your name. Okay. Alyssa is going to have to teach me how to do my children's hair because my daughter is at home looking like Celia from The Color Purple. It's not hot. Okay. I cut my hair because I don't know how to do hair. And your girls are sitting over here looking like Ariel from the Disney movie. They are just absolutely adorable. What a beautiful family you have, Mitchell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we are winding down here at the State Fair. We talked about it earlier. I'm going to say it, but I don't want your kids to get mad at me. Back to school. Uh-oh, look how they looking at me. They're like, Dad, no, don't talk about it. We got to talk about it. Back to school. Parents are making sure that our kids have the right clothes and supplies, that their shoes are not too small from last year, so we're measuring feet. But the one thing that we have to make sure to do is get the checkup. I'm talking about physical and mental screenings, dentist visits, all that stuff. That is so very important, Mitchell. Let's talk about that piece first. When children and teens get their checkups, talk to me about why that is so important.
Yeah, thanks for having me once again. So, routine checkups are very important for families and providers. They allow for developmental and growth and screening and potential concerns that may come up, and kind of nip them in the bud right then and there. Mm-hmm. One thing I will say is a well-child visit and an annual check is very important to have, and all medical experts recommend having once a year.
Yeah, and you know, not only for the kids, but for the schools. You know, my kids need asthma action plans. You know, I've got 3 babies with asthma, and so it's so important that when I go for those annual visits, that those doctors sign off on those action plans to keep the nurses and teachers informed, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So that literally can stop a problem from exacerbating to something even worse. And mm-hmm. So going to those annual visits, it's preventative care. I think here at Child and Teen Checkup, we work on that and making sure people receive their visits once a year, and then see a dental clinic once every 6 months.
And you know, I want you to talk to me about what sorts of tests and checkups are performed during these visits. I understand there is a physical as well as, and this is new for some parents, a mental component.
Absolutely, and that mental component is very important, and I'm glad it's brought awareness this last several years. The physical component, it's a well-child checkup. It's a physical exam head to toe. They will do certain tests depending on where that kid is at their stage in life. What they'll do at that well-child visit, if at certain ages, for instance, for 12 and 24 months, they'll check for lead and check to see if there's any behavioral issues with that blood test, as well as if there's any developmental disorders. So there's certain different aspects they try to hit as far as milestones, rather if the child is waving, if the child is smiling, and things of that nature. They do developmental checks all the way up until six years old. And then the mental aspect of it, it's very important. It's actually required for child and teen checkup from 12 to 20. That's when it's required to get a mental screening. And then for the other aspect, they also recommend it at ages 6 to 10. So 6 to 10, that's when they recommend it. And we know that mental health is very important. And studies have shown that 50% of mental health issues, life issues that come up, happen when the child is 14 and younger. So
wow.
It's very, very important. And then to go along with that, 75% are happening before the age of 24. So they know they can have those resources right then and available for the individual, and just making sure that they're good to go, and just the resources for the community.
And you know, the thing that scares me the most is that we got out of practice during these annual visits during COVID. Like some of us, like I was very diligent about getting my kids screened, getting them checked up, getting their eyes checked, getting them to the dentist. And then COVID happened and nobody was seeing anybody. And how long has it been that the doctors are open and the dentist is open and the eyeglass place is open? And I got to tell you, Mitchell, I ain't been over there. I got to be honest. I have not been, and I know I'm not by myself. How can we get back into a good habit and a good routine of making this a part of our yearly visits?
Yeah, and you made a good point with getting back to school. So usually what happens is when it's their birthday, that's when that annual visit is due.
Uh-huh.
So you just think about when little Johnny turns 7. Just know that you need to schedule that well-child visit, and know that that dental appointment needs to be made as well.
Okay.
With it, because that's super important. People don't realize that that is a big aspect to the medical side of things as well. So just writing in your calendar, you know, obviously when your child's birthday is, just think about scheduling their well child visit right after that.
Okay, now I have to ask you, for you have the program that you're with really helps families that qualify. They can connect directly to a clinic. I want you to talk to me more about that program and how it works, because a lot of people need more wraparound services. It's not as easy as calling. Some folks have insurance. Some folks don't think they have the money. Some folks think they don't qualify. And so they neglect getting their children to the doctor. They neglect getting that screening. They neglect going to the dentist. But I want you to talk to me about the program that you're here to talk about, because, you know, for anybody out there who thinks that they don't qualify or they don't have the funding, I want them to know that that is not the case.
Yeah, if I understood you correctly, you asked why, it's kind of hard to hear that, why someone would qualify for medical. Yeah, so essentially there's a threshold that goes through. We work with children that already have families that already have medical assistance,
right.
So that they already meet that threshold.
Uh-huh.
And so we help them navigate the healthcare system. So if you qualify, if you already meet the threshold as far as the income for that family household,
mm-hmm.
which I would recommend going to your county services and figuring out what that threshold is for your family size, they'll put you in line with us and you would be automatically enrolled. Every county has child and teen checkup, and we'll help schedule medical appointments, dental appointments, and any other resources our clients may need, such as like transportation, interpreter services, just navigating the healthcare system, if that makes sense.
Yes, and I hope it makes sense to everybody listening, the folks who are here. We're getting ready to go. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. Your kids are gonna be frowned up back to school. And so we want to make sure we get healthy, we can stay in the class, we don't miss class, and we don't have some underlying health issues that we don't know about. Because as parents, Mitchell, we busy. We working, we doing laundry, we making sure that we keeping the house clean, we are active in our community. It is 1:36, and we are broadcasting the Shaletta Show live from the Minnesota State Fair at the WCCO radio booth. It is a great Minnesota get-together. Hey, fair people! How y'all doing? It is so good to see everyone. And I tell you, I don't know if everybody's here because they want to sit down and eat their Sweet Martha's cookies or if they want to sit down and listen to me. Either way, I got them. Either way, they're here. It doesn't matter. They're here. And you know who else is here? Mitchell Rosenblum. He's a senior community health worker. And I swear, I thought I was the only one still having four kids. Mitchell, you got four babies. You got to give them a shout out because they're good looking and they're sitting right here.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Yep, we got the oldest, MJ. He's 8. We got Micah, who will be 7 in October. We got Analia, who's 5. And then we have Abea, who is 3. And then can't forget to mention my beautiful wife over there. So
okay, well, what's your wife's name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, he said, forget to mention my beautiful wife. Didn't say your name. Okay, Alyssa is going to have to teach me how to do my children's hair because my daughter is at home looking like Celia from The Color Purple. It's not hot, okay? I cut my hair because I don't know how to do hair. And your girls are sitting over here looking like Ariel from the Disney movie. They are just absolutely adorable. What a beautiful family you have, Mitchell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we are winding down here at the State Fair. We talked about it earlier. I'm going to say it, but I don't want your kids to get mad at me. Back to school. Uh-oh, look how they looking at me. They're like, Dad, no, don't talk about it. We got to talk about it. Back to school. Parents are making sure that our kids have the right clothes and supplies, that their shoes are not too small from last year, so we're measuring feet. But the one thing that we have to make sure to do is get the checkup. I'm talking about physical and mental screenings, dentist visits, all that stuff. That is so very important, Mitchell. Let's talk about that piece first. When children and teens get their checkups, talk to me about why that is so important.
Yeah, thanks for having me once again. So, routine checkups are very important for families and providers. They allow for developmental and growth and screening and potential concerns that may come up and kind of nip them in the bud right then and there. Mm-hmm. One thing I will say is a well-child visit and an annual check is very important to have, and all medical experts recommend having once a year.
Yeah, and, you know, not only for the kids, but for the schools. You know, my kids need asthma action plans. You know, I've got 3 babies with asthma, and so it's so important that when I go for those annual visits, that those doctors sign off on those action plans to keep the nurses and teachers informed, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So that literally can stop a problem from exacerbating to something even worse. And mm-hmm. So going to those annual visits, it's preventative care. I think here at Child and Teen Checkup, we work on that and making sure people receive their visits once a year and then see a dental clinic once every 6 months.
And, you know, I want you to talk to me about what sorts of tests and checkups are performed during these visits. I understand there is a physical as well as, and this is new for some parents, a mental component.
Absolutely. And that mental component is very important, and I'm glad it's brought awareness this last several years. The physical component, it's a well-child checkup. It's a physical exam head to toe. They will do certain tests depending on where that kid is at their stage in life. What they'll do at that well-child visit, if at certain ages, for instance, for 12 and 24 months, they'll check for lead and check to see if there's any behavioral issues with that blood test, as well as if there's any developmental disorder. So there's certain different aspects they try to hit as far as milestones, rather if the child is waving, if the child is smiling, and things of that nature. They do developmental checks all the way up until six years old. And then the mental aspect of it is very important. It's actually required for child and teen checkup from 12 to 20. That's when it's required to get a mental screening. And then for the other aspect, they also recommend it at ages 6 to 10. So 6 to 10, that's when they recommend it. And we know that mental health is very important. And studies have shown that 50% of mental health issues, life issues that come up, happen when the child is 14 and younger. So
wow.
It's very, very important. And then to go along with that, 75%. Are happening before the age of 24. So they know they can have those resources right then and available for the individual, and just making sure that they're good to go, and just the resources for the community.
And, you know, the thing that scares me the most is that we got out of practice during these annual visits during COVID. Like some of us, like I was very diligent about getting my kids screened, getting them checked up, getting their eyes checked, getting them to the dentist. And then COVID happened and nobody was seeing anybody. And how long has it been that the doctors are open and the dentist is open and the eyeglass place is open? And I got to tell you, Mitchell, I ain't been over there. I got to be honest. I have not been, and I know I'm not by myself. How can we get back into a good habit and a good routine of making this a part of our yearly visits?
Yeah, and you made a good point with getting back to school. So usually what happens is when it's their birthday, that's when the annual visit is due.
Uh-huh.
So you just think about when little Johnny turns 7. Just know that you need to schedule that well-child visit, and know that that dental appointment needs to be made as well.
Okay.
With it, because that's super important. People don't realize that is a big aspect to the medical side of things as well. So just writing in your calendar, you know, obviously when your child's birthday is, just think about scheduling their well child visit right after that.
Okay, now I have to ask you, for you have the program that you're with, really helps families that qualify. They can connect directly to a clinic. I want you to talk to me more about that program and how it works, because a lot of people need more wraparound services. It's not as easy as calling. Some folks have insurance. Some folks don't think they have the money. Some folks think they don't qualify. And so they neglect getting their children to the doctor. They neglect getting that screening. They neglect going to the dentist. But I want you to talk to me about the program that you're here to talk about, because, you know, for anybody out there who thinks that they don't qualify or they don't have the funding, I want them to know that that is not the case.
Yeah, if I understood you correctly, you asked why, it's kind of hard to hear that, why someone would qualify for medical. Yeah, so essentially there's a threshold that goes through. We work with children that already have families that already have medical assistance, so they already meet that threshold.
Uh-huh.
And so we help them navigate the healthcare system. So if you qualify, if you already meet the threshold as far as the income for that family household, mm-hmm. which I would recommend going to your county services and figuring out what that threshold is for your family size. They'll put you in line with us, and you would be automatically enrolled. Every county has child and teen checkup, and we'll help schedule medical appointments, dental appointments, and any other resources our clients may need, such as like transportation, interpreter services, just navigating the healthcare system, if that makes sense.
Yes, and I hope it makes sense to everybody listening, the folks who are here. We're getting ready to go. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Your kids are going to be frowned up back to school. And so we want to make sure we get healthy, we can stay in the class, we don't miss class, and we don't have some underlying health issues that we don't know about. Because as parents, Mitchell, we busy. We working, we doing laundry, we making sure that we keeping the house clean, we are active in our community, we're going to church, mosque, synagogue, we're doing everything else, and we might miss that our child doesn't have that milestone. So I want to make sure that people go to Hennepin.us /checkups, and they can go there, and the child and teen checkups program is there, and they can get all the information that they need to make sure that their kid gets screened, and we can catch anything. Because I tell you, early intervention is the key, right?
Absolutely. Preventative care is the best care.
Yes, sir. Mitchell, thank you so much for bringing your lovely family and your beautiful wife down here, who has been recording us. Let's make ugly faces, because she had just recorded the whole thing, and she is going to put it up so we can make sure to spread all this good information on social media. Because let me tell you something, that's where everybody is. They are all on Instagram, they are all on Facebook, they are all on TikTok, they are all on Twitter, they are all on LinkedIn. So wherever we can put this information to keep these kids healthy and safe, that's what we're going to do. Hennepin.us/checkups. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for
having me. All right, it is 1:46. You're listening to the Shaletta Show from the Great Minnesota Get Together. We'll be right back. It is 1:51. You are listening to the Shaletta Show. Hey, fair people. How you doing, girl? It's the great Hey, buddy. It's the great Minnesota get together. It is 1:52. You are at the WCCO radio booth. It is a beautiful day. So many thousands of fairgoers are here enjoying the weather, enjoying getting together, and I am going to enjoy my next guest, because we've been working together to keep kids safe, to keep families safe for the last several months. Zua Pa, she's a senior planning analyst for the CDC-led program at Hennepin County in Housing and Development. Zua, thank you so much for being here on the show.
Thank you, Shaletta. I hope it's on.
Yes, we can hear you. You got to put it right up here. Zua's acting like she's saying back up with the Supremes. Right here, Zua.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well,
hi, everyone.
I am so glad that you are joining us today, and you brought your husband and the kids. You got to give them a shout out.
Yeah, so I got Noah, Naomi. She's going to be a freshman in high school.
Yes.
So shout out. Too cool for me. And then I had Jonah and Abby.
Hey, Jonah. Hey, Abby. Hey, everybody. Now, Zua, you are here because Hennepin County offers home lead testing and paint removal services, as well as helping families to stay informed about the dangers of lead exposure and the importance of testing. You have a grant program that I want to make sure people know about. It's $15,000 worth of window and lead cleanup to homeowners. And this has been a really popular program, but the county wants folks who qualify to know that there are funds still available if they qualify for the program, right?
Yes, that's correct. So this funding is for any renters and homeowner, as long as they have children under the age of 6 coming by to visit them or live with them in their household, and they live in an old home that is built before 1978, there's a really good chance that there's lead in that house, that you want to get that tested. And we have some funding through the federal government to help you test that.
Now, in addition to lead testing in the home, if your child has been exposed to lead, what can those parents or grandparents do next? You've got some props over here for us.
Yes, I did. I'm a risk assessor. So what that means is that I go to families' home who have children who have been exposed to lead and have a level that is high enough that is dangerous. And we know that lead, when it gets inside your body, is dangerous. It gets into the brain, it causes behavior issue, it causes body growth, decrease in body growth, a lot of issues that people don't think about that is associated with lead. So what I do is I bring my machine, if you guys want to take a look. It's called.
You brought props, girl.
Yes, I
love
did.
It.
This is an XRF. It's more expensive than my car. But I want to let you guys know that this is the machine that we use to test out all the different household components in your house for lead. We have tests. I have been to many families, and I was able to collect a few items to showcase to you guys the things that you guys didn't think that would have leads in them. For instance, everybody know that paints for sure had leads in them,
okay,
especially in the older homes. But we have soils who have leads in them because of the leaded gasoline that has been around until the 1990s. We have spices. Who knew that there were spices?
Girl, I got lead and spices.
And it has lead and spices. Now you're just consuming lead right into your body with it. And we do have, you know, the normal ceramic stuff that you guys have seen. And here's an example of a toy that has lead inside. Now kids are playing with it. That could if it get more deteriorated than this, it can get that lead dust out and spread into family and kids.
Okay, folks can go to hennepin.us/lead. And what can they, what is waiting for them when they go to that website, Zula?
Yeah, so when you fill out and you know that you qualify for it, fill it out. I'm the first person who gets to see that form. We work with a partner called Sustainable Resource Center, and they will come out to help you do some testing of the lead dust and send that in to make sure that there is that lead hazard in there. We wanted to get, to remediate that and remove that. So what we do is after they get us the report of, hey, here's a house that has qualified for lead removal grant, and that's where our risk assessor would go out, meet with the homeowner or the renters and their homes, and we will test out their home with this XRF to make sure that there is lead in there and where all the lead hazard is. And we work with those homeowners, with those renters, to make sure that they know what the hazards are. And we have vetted contractors that homeowners and renters can know that, you know, whoever comes to their home, they are vetted through the county. And, you know, we are here just to test for lead. We're not there to report anything. We're not there to see how clean your home is or anything. We're just there to test for lead and tell you where the lead heads are and how we can help fix those.
And I want to remind you all again, $15,000 for replacement windows. Now is a good time to call 612-543-4182. 612-543-4182, hennepin.us/lead. Zoa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, thank you. I hope you guys, I'll be around if you guys wanted to test and look at my fancy XRF.
Yes, we're going to have her hang out because I want to see how that thing works. It looks space age. Well, you all don't go anywhere. Stick around. There's more to come on the Shaletta Show live from the Great Minnesota Get Together. It is 1:51. You are listening to the Shaletta Show. Hey, fair people. How you doing, girl? It's the great Hey, buddy. It's the great Minnesota get together. It is 1:52. You are at the WCCO radio booth. It is a beautiful day. So many thousands of fairgoers are here enjoying the weather, enjoying getting together, and I am going to enjoy my next guest because we've been working together to keep kids safe, to keep families safe for the last several months. Zua Pa, she's a senior planning analyst for the CDC-led program at Hennepin County in Housing and Development. Zua, thank you so much for being here on the show.
Thank you, Shaletta. I hope it's on.
Yes, we can hear you. You got to put it right up here. Zoa's acting like
okay.
She's singing back up with the Supremes. Right here, Zoa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well,
hi, everyone.
I am so glad that you are joining us today, and you brought your husband and the kids. You got to give them a shout out.
Yeah, so I got Noah, Naomi. She's going to be a freshman in high school.
Yes.
So shout out. Too cool for me. And then I had Jonah and Abby.
Hey, Jonah. Hey, Abby. Hey, everybody. Now, Zua, you are here because Hennepin County offers home lead testing and paint removal services, as well as helping families to stay informed about the dangers of lead exposure and the importance of testing. You have a grant program that I want to make sure people know about. It's $15,000 worth of window and lead cleanup to homeowners. And this has been a really popular program, but the county wants folks who qualify to know that there are funds still available if they qualify for the program, right?
Yes, that's correct. So this funding is for any renters and homeowner, as long as they have children under the age of 6 coming by to visit them or live with them in their household, and they live in an old home that is built before 1978, there's a really good chance that there's lead in that house that you want to get that tested. And we have some funding through the federal government to help you test that.
Now, in addition to lead testing in the home, if your child has been exposed to lead, what can those parents or grandparents do next? You've got some props over here for us.
Yes, I did. I'm a risk assessor. So what that means is that I go to families' home who have children who have been exposed to lead and have a level that is high enough that is dangerous. And we know that lead, when it gets inside your body, is dangerous. It gets into the brain. It causes behavior issue. It causes body growth, decrease in body growth. A lot of issues that people don't think about that is associated with lead. So what I do is I bring my machine, if you guys want to take a look. It's called,
you brought props, girl.
Yes,
I love
did.
It.
This is an XRF. It's more expensive than my car. But I want to let you guys know that this is the machine that we use to test out all the different household components in your house for lead. I have been to many families, and I was able to collect a few items to showcase to you guys the things that you guys didn't think that would have leads in them. For instance, everybody know that paints for sure had leads in them,
okay,
especially in the older homes. But we have soils who have leads in them because of the leaded gasoline that has been around until the 1990s. We have spices. Who knew that there were spices?
Girl, they got lead and spices?
And it has lead and spices. Now you're just consuming lead right into your body with it. And we do have, the normal ceramic stuff that you guys have seen. And here's an example of a toy that has lead inside. Now kids are playing with it. That could if it get more deteriorated than this, it can get that lead dust out and spread into family and kids.
Okay, folks can go to hennepin.us/lead. And what can they, what is waiting for them when they go to that website, Zua?
Yeah, so when you fill out and you know that you qualify for it, fill it out. I'm the first person who gets to see that form. We work with a partner called Sustainable Resource Center, and they will come out to help you do some testing of the lead dust and send that in to make sure that there is that lead hazard in there. We wanted to get, to remediate that and remove that. So what we do is after they get us the report of, hey, here's a house that has qualified for lead removal grant, and that's where our risk assessor would go out, meet with the homeowner or the renters and their homes, and we will test out their home with this XRF to make sure that there is lead in there and where all the lead hazard is. And we work with those homeowners, with those renters, to make sure that they know what the hazards are. And we have vetted contractors that homeowners and renters can know that, whoever comes to their home, they are vetted through the county. And, we are here just to test for lead. We're not there to report anything. We're not there to see how clean your home is or anything. We're just there to test for lead and tell you where the lead heads are and how we can help fix those.
And I want to remind you all again, $15,000 for replacement windows. Now is a good time to call 612-543-4182. 612-543-4182, hennepin.us/lead. Zua, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, thank you. I hope you guys, I'll be around if you guys wanted to test and look at my fancy XRF.
Yes, we're going to have her hang out because I want to see how that thing works. It looks space age. Well, you all don't go anywhere. Stick around. There's more to come on the Shaletta Show live from the Great Minnesota Get Together.